Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A rising insect pest concern for crop producers is the Japanese beetle. The concern is because these beetles will practically eat anything. Extension Assistant Entomologist Kyle Cook talks about how to identify the pest and what you can do to protect your crops from them.
Japanese beetles are real nasty pests. And, you know, interestingly, they sort of are a bit of a double whammy because they are able to cause damage, economic damage to landscape and crops, both as immatures, grubs, where they feed on grass roots, especially in turf, and then the adults, which feed on like pretty much everything in the landscape. They have over 300 different hosts. You know, so here in Nebraska, for crops that, you know, they are concerning in, really would be soybeans and corn. They're predominantly a concern in soybeans, much more of a problem there. Corn, they're usually not economically important, although they, you know, they do have the ability to feed on silks and cause issues in doing so. They're relatively small beetles, about 1/4 to 1/2 inch or so, not very big. And they have this kind of really brilliant metallic green with kind of a coppery or bronze-ish wing covers. But really an important distinction is they have this row of hairs, this white tufts of hairs that go along their side. And there's 6 rows of that. And so that's kind of an important thing that we use to distinguish them from one of their lookalikes, sandchafer, which is a native beetle that can sometimes be found in and around fields, but it doesn't cause any sort of economic damage. So those, you know, those tufts of white hair along the side is really, really the thing to look for. For soybeans, you know, they're defoliators. So they're one of a whole bunch of, you know, this large suite of different insects, which will cause defoliation injury in soybeans. And they usually are causing that injury, that defoliation in the upper third of the canopy. They kind of skeletonize the leaf. So they'll eat out, you know, kind of little sections of each leaf, kind of making this sort of like lace like appearance to it. In corn, though, they will scrape the leaves and kind of cause some skeletonizing there. But again, really in corn, the concern is when they start feeding on silks. Once silks are present, they'll prefer that. And, you know, that obviously has the potential to impact reproduction in the corn. The recommendation for managing Japanese beetles in soybeans depends on the stage. So it's, you know, 30% defoliation in the vegetative stages of soybeans and about 20% of defoliation in the reproductive soybeans. So, you know, that's sort of looking at the overall, you know, kind of canopy and defoliation that's occurring. Japanese beetles aren't going to be the only thing causing that. So you kind of have to look at the whole picture and then decide. And after that, you know, then there's a wide range of insecticidal treatments that are available, labeled for Japanese beetle control. Most of those are pyrethroid insecticides. There's a few others, but, you know, we have a list. We have a recent CropWatch article, CropWatch at unl.edu, and that has a list of products that are labeled. In corn, it's a little bit different. So again, in Nebraska, we usually don't have to treat for Japanese beetles in corn. But the considerations from some work at the University of Illinois, it recommends that treatment can be considered in corn when there's 3 or more Japanese beetles per ear, the silks have been clipped to less than 1/2 inch, and pollination is less than 50% complete. And so again, there's a lot of overlap between the products that can be used in both corn and soybeans, but there are some differences. So, you know, I would recommend checking out our website or CropWatch article where you can see a list of products registered for Japanese beetles in corn and soybeans.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.